It's Friday, March 8th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. NIST struggles with budget cuts amid growing AI safety responsibilities. Anthropic launches Claude 3, surpassing GPT-4 and Gemini Ultra in AI benchmarks. And our Friday, big ideas. This is the Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by Huntress. You want to focus on your clients and are always looking for ways to get more time. Use Huntress's fully managed cybersecurity platform to fight off cyber threats. Huntress is more than cybersecurity software for endpoints and identities. It's a 24/7 security operations center. It's security awareness training, community engagement, and dedicated partner support with an average CSAT score of 99.3%. Technology can only get you so far. Human expertise is what's needed to truly elevate and protect small businesses, and you get that with Huntress. Secure your clients and help them thrive with the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Visit huntress.com/MSP radio to find out more. We talk a lot about NIST on the show, particularly regarding their cybersecurity work. I wanted to highlight an article in the Washington Post, which highlights how the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, is facing significant challenges, including budget constraints and deteriorating facilities, despite its crucial role in overseeing artificial intelligence safety. The lab, responsible for developing tests for security flaws and other harms in AI models, is struggling with a skeletal staff and substandard buildings. The funding cuts and resource gaps risk undermining President Biden's ambitious plans for AI regulation. The crisis at NIST comes when the new U.S. AI Safety Institute is being established, further exacerbating the challenges. And speaking of it, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced $10 million in funding for the National Institute of Standards and Technology to establish that U.S. Artificial Intelligence Safety Institute. The funding is seen as a strong down payment on implementing President Biden's executive order on AI. Why do we care? NIST's work drives a significant portion of cybersecurity offerings. It gives legitimacy to frameworks delivered by vendors and solution providers alike. That common independent framework offers a stamp validation. So if you believe in that, call your representative and let them know this funding matters. Anthropic has unveiled Claude 3, a suite of AI models that are faster and more powerful than previous versions. Claude 3 Opus outperformed OpenAI's GPT-4 and Google's Gemini Ultra on benchmark tests, and the new models offer multimodal support for analyzing unstructured data. Anthropic, backed by Google, Salesforce, and Amazon, has become a leading startup, securing $7.3 billion in funding. The generative AI field has grown significantly, with a record $29.1 billion invested last year. Claude 3 can summarize up to 150,000 words and has a better understanding of risk in responses. Anthropic's Claude 3 AI models will be available on Amazon Bedrock. The expansion of the collaboration between AWS and Anthropic will see AWS become the primary cloud provider for safety research and model development. Amazon Bedrock already has a strong user base, and this addition further strengthens its generative AI offerings. More than 100 top AI researchers have signed an open letter urging generative AI companies like OpenAI, Meta, and Midjourney to allow independent researchers access to their systems. The researchers argue that strict protocols and opaque company rules hinder safety testing and independent research. They call for legal and technical safe harbors for researchers and warn against repeating social media platforms' mistakes in banning certain types of research. Why do we care? With all the talk of OpenAI, I didn't want to miss moves by Anthropic. They are a significant player in the space. Our role as service providers is to make recommendations on which models and companies are the ones to focus on. So we're keeping up with their moves. And let's think some Friday big ideas. From IEEE Spectrum, prompt engineering, the practice of optimizing prompts for language models, may be best done by the models themselves rather than human engineers, according to new research. automated prompt generation tools have been developed to outperform human-engineered prompts in performance and speed. Two researchers from VMware conducted a systematic test on how different prompt engineering strategies impact language models' ability to solve math questions. They found a surprising lack of consistency in the performance, concluding that the best strategy is likely specific to the particular model, dataset, and prompting strategy combination. They suggest that humans should not manually optimize prompts. Similar findings have been observed in image generation algorithms. While prompt engineering jobs may still exist in some form, the nature of the job is likely to evolve as AI models continue to advance. A Bloomberg Law column by Roy Strom offers that law firms are not lagging in adopting generative AI tools compared to other industries. Yet, while only a tiny percentage of companies currently use AI to produce goods or services, professional services firms, including law firms, are more likely to have implemented AI. Examples of law firms using AI to assist clients include Allen & Overy, DLA Piper, and Deckard. However, ethical concerns, privacy concerns, and the cost of AI tools may limit broader adoption. Law firms can stay ahead by investing in employee training programs and offering billable hour credits for learning about AI. And in the Washington Post, Josh Tarangle offers the potential for artificial intelligence to reorganize the federal government and improve its efficiency. He highlights the success of Palantir, an AI company, in the corporate world and its struggle to secure government contracts. The article emphasizes the need to fully fix the bureaucratic system and adopt software practices to leverage AI in government operations fully. It suggests that AI can help streamline processes, enhance decision-making, and improve services. He calls for political cooperation and focus on specific areas, such as the Veterans Affairs Department, to demonstrate the transformative power of AI in government. Finally, John Edwards in Information Week focuses on cyber resilience, which combines IT cybersecurity with business continuity and is considered more important than cybersecurity alone. It focuses on preparing for and recovering from cyber incidents, ensuring business continuity. Cyber resilience complements cybersecurity by emphasizing response and recovery, providing a comprehensive approach to enterprise protection. Organizations must prioritize risk assessment, implement strong cybersecurity controls, develop incident response and business continuity plans, and engage in regular employee training to build a successful cyber resilience strategy. Why do we care? I'm sure I'll dive in more on the Wednesday live show on some of these, but I did want to spend a moment on prompt engineering. That does look like it might turn out to be a fad, and I appreciate a bit of healthy skepticism in a realm that seems to move fast. The good news is that it was exposed as a fad reasonably quickly. Hey, software vendors, interested in supporting the show and getting recognized in a simple way? Want to try out podcast recognition, but concerned about the budget? Want to support the community and get credit for it? Want critical link backs to your website? Want access to me for answering your questions? The Business of Tech now has a Patreon supporter option just for you. Sign up at patreon.com/MSP Radio and get shoutouts on the live shows, recognition on the Business of Tech website, and access to me for your questions and answers about what's going on in the MSP space for your organization. It's easy to do. Just sign up at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today is International Women's Day, and so recognition of the amazing women in our lives. It's also National Retro Video Game Day, which I have to recognize as it's my own hobby. Have a question you want answered? Taking listener questions, send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@MSPradio.com. I answer those live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. Join us next week, 3 p.m. Got a comment or a thought? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. This weekend, you'll get the live show in the podcast feed on Saturday and my interview with Tabitha Scott about her new book on Sunday. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy, and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSP Radio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of the Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.